The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to fill that quota, and the way things are, I'll bet they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, 'cause the planters down in Santa's all say no.
All
no,
right,
no.
Happy Friday. You made it. If you're awake, congratulations. The weekend is almost here. You can see the light at the end of the tunnel. We're having fun. This is your final day without Joe Piscopo. I'm Frank Morano here with Al Gattulo. And it is our great pleasure to announce that for the next 4 hours, we will be joined by John Catsimatidis, a very successful New York businessman and a radio talk show host that makes more news than all the other radio shows combined.
Frank,
good morning, John.
Good morning. I took the Catmobile down, and there was no traffic.
Well, you arrived about 20 seconds ago, so I would hate to see what would have happened if there was traffic.
Well, you know, it's a great city. I love the city, and I love to watch the sun come up. But in this dark studio, we're not going to be able to see the sun.
It's true. It's true. I don't know why they decided to black out the windows here with all the stuff, but whatever.
We have windows?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I didn't know we had windows. By the way, the transit problem. Do you see the front page of the New York Post this morning?
Yeah, the Elpocalypse.
I mean, this is ridiculous. And it's not only New York. It's New Jersey as well. Mm-hmm. Governor Murphy was meeting with reporters yesterday, talking about all the transit problems that we're having. This is a major, major issue. This is an infrastructure that has been needed to be fixed for 25, 30 years, and now all of a sudden
every mayor punts it.
Yep, exactly
right. Every mayor
right.
punts it, and it's horrible.
That's one of the problems with politicians, John. And look, you interview a lot of politicians on your radio shows, both Sunday morning 8:30 to 10, and Wednesday from 5 to 6 right here on this radio station. Is, you know, politicians want to do things, they love to do things that's going to get them votes right away, today, tomorrow, next year. But if it's something that requires long-term planning and that's not going to come to fruition for 10, 15, 20 years, it seems like politicians don't necessarily have an interest in pursuing those projects.
There's no more LaGuardias left.
Yeah, that's for sure. Certainly no more Robert Moseses, for better or worse. John, before we get into the news of the day, I caught you on Fox Business Network last night. You were talking about your dinner with President Trump on Tuesday, and I can't imagine what that must have been like. I mean, this is the most newsworthy, most talked about man on the planet right now, and you had an audience with him on Tuesday night. What happened? How did this come to be? What did you guys talk about?
Well, I tell you, I think Larry Kudlow set it up. The president wanted to meet some CEOs from around the country and wanted to get their pulse of what's going on, and that's how this whole thing came about. There was 13 CEOs there, top shelf people, the CEO of Boeing, the CEO of MasterCharge for the whole world, the CEO of Pepsi Cola, and Chris Ruddy and me.
Oh well, hey, now you both are pretty accomplished in the business world. Chris Ruddy, of course, the head of Newsmax. So you guys are the 13 of you are sitting around a table with the president.
Well, initially, what happened is the president came in, and the press was there, and he gave his usual stump speech, you know, which is a great speech. You know, unemployment amongst the blacks, the lowest it's ever been, 6.6%.
Wow.
You know, the Democratic Party, and I was a Democrat, tells those people, oh, we're your party. But what did they ever do for them?
Yeah.
What did President Obama ever do for the black population?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, you can't argue with the economic statistics, right? People can dislike Donald Trump as much as they want, but the economy seems to be doing pretty well.
The likability of Donald Trump in the black community is 29%, the highest ever for a president that's white.
Wow, I didn't know that. That's
Barack
wild.
Obama got 97.
Well, obviously, that's understandable. So
Hispanics, lowest ever
for President Trump.
Unemployment.
I see.
And Asians, lowest unemployment ever. And ready for this one? Women, lowest unemployment ever.
You're kidding? Wow.
Nope.
I had no idea that.
So he gave his usual stump speech, and then the press was asked to leave. He wouldn't allow them to ask any questions. They left. We had dinner. And after dinner, we sat around, and he says, okay, let's talk about things.
So I've heard, in terms of the dinner itself, I've heard the president is quite fond of meatloaf. Is that true? What did he have? Did he have meatloaf? Did he have something
else?
No,
we had a combination lobster and steak.
Okay, all right.
And it was very good. It was excellent. But what I really liked was the dessert.
What did you have?
Now, it was called the Trump dessert. It comes in a small, round frying pan, and there's a fresh baked chocolate chip cookie on it.
Oh, boy.
With Tahitian vanilla ice cream in the middle.
Nice.
I devoured it. I'm telling you, I'm thinking about it right now. I'm getting hungry again.
So they really just call it the Trump dessert?
Well, Trump likes that, and I guess in a lot of his dinners he has it.
Well, so you guys all had dinner at Bedminster?
All had dinner at Bedminster. There was 13 CEOs, with wives, so that's 24 people. There was four tables of 10, Larry Kudlow and his wife, and the president and his wife, and Ivanka and Jared.
So the press leaves, you guys all have dinner, and then what do you guys end up talking about, the president and all of you CEOs? Did he do a lot of talking? Did he do a lot of listening?
No, he wanted to hear from us.
Uh-huh.
So he went around the room and...
Now, I know you guys go back a long time, but were these all CEOs that the president knew, or were most of them folks that were just accomplished in their field and got invited because...
He knew a couple of them. For the last few years. Don't forget, these guys are CEOs of big companies. They've only been CEOs 4, 5, 6, 7 years. The lady from PepsiCo, 12 years, and she just retired, actually. There are a lot of great opinions coming out. One of the CEOs of a major bank in New York asked me to talk to him about that. What's the next step in employment? And the next step of employment, we need more technical help from employees from overseas. And for these banks or these companies to go forward, you need the next step. And he listened and he understood and agreed, where he told one of his assistants that put it on the agenda for Monday. Let's see if we can get an executive order. Is it going to happen? We'll see. The other opinion came up that he came up with it was the fact that they're great students, great, great students, and we throw them out when they graduate because they're not citizens. And he's, look, we got to go through the right vetting process to make sure they're not spies, et cetera, et cetera. But subject to that, if they want to stay and be Americans and help America, then they should stay. I brought it up that I'd rather have educated people and talented people that will help America than the people coming across the border that's going to become a burden on American taxpayers.
Yeah, well,
I mean, enough, enough is enough, right. guys.
And you're an immigrant yourself.
I'm an immigrant.
Yeah. Right. So if people
that's a fair point.
If people are just tuning in, Joe Piscopo's off today. He's going to be back on Monday. He's been traveling all over the country. Frank Morano, Al Cattullo, and John Katzmatidis are here until 10 o'clock. John giving us a little bit of a peek at what happened in his dinner with Donald Trump. Donald Trump hosted 12 or 13 CEOs for dinner on Tuesday in Bedminster. John was one of those business leaders that was hosted. So did the president seem surprised by anything that anybody had to say? Was there any moments of hostility? Was there any moments of levity? Take us behind the curtain.
If I would give you the pulse of the evening, his only hostility was the press.
Mm.
He wasn't in the mood for them. They wanted to ask questions and he didn't want to take any. So he wasn't in the mood for them. And the evening went on.
Now, you've known many presidents, I think about six or seven, right? I mean, if I've been to your office and your house, the walls are you and all sorts of photos. It's you and Obama, you and the Bushes, you and Reagan, you and Clinton. And obviously, you know President Trump pretty well. What I've noticed, and I haven't really known any presidents since they've been in office, but what I've noticed just watching on TV is presidents tend to look like they age quickly in the job. President Clinton, he was in office for 4 years, looked like he aged 15 or 20 years. Have you noticed that with Donald Trump at all? Does the job seem to be aging him?
It doesn't look like yet. I mean, he's only been in the job for a year and a half, and he looks good. And the energy level he has at the age of 72 is great. I mean, he's in great shape, great energy, and he is committed to doing a job. And that's what he really wants.
You know, I was so pleased that you agreed to host the show this morning because one of the big, big problems in the country right now, in my view, wherever people fall on the political spectrum, it's not enough that people disagree with one another. People really seem to hate one another. The country is just so polarized. So many of the people that didn't vote for Trump, they hate Trump. So many of the people that didn't vote for Hillary, they hate Hillary. Now, you are one of the few people that can, the only person I know personally, that can count both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump as a friend. So let me ask you, John, how do you think we can heal as a country? Clearly, there's a lot of important issues that we all disagree on. How do we dial down the temperature a bit and kind of calm things down a little bit?
Frank, it's a problem. I don't know where this is coming from, but I will tell you, I do believe, and I had several discussions over last weekend, that it's a possibility that all these protesters are created. A lot of them are being paid for. And at the same time, somebody calls the press. You know, all of a sudden, these guys are protesting against something. And it's like I said with Supreme Court justices. They had four different signs ready to go, depending on who Donald Trump nominated.
Right.
Somebody's printing these signs up. Somebody's ready for them. What they're doing is they have captains. The captain gets a few thousand dollars a day to be a captain in cash, no taxes. Mm-hmm. And he has $100 bills to pass around for protesters. Now, all the people that don't have jobs, $100 bills, tax-free, you know, God bless America.
They're going to jump on
it. And then the networks and the stations that are bored and have nothing to report, okay, those people are protesting down on 14th Street. Let's go down 14th Street, take their picture. So what happens where a legitimate company wants to advertise a cause? It costs them a ton of money. What they're doing is for $10,000 or $20,000 in cash, you're getting press time. You're getting New York Times time. You're getting Channel 4, Channel 7 time. And I think a lot of it, Frank, I'm not going to say all of it, a lot of it, it's a problem. I mean, the other subject I want to talk about this morning, when we get to it, is the story with Dianne Feinstein had a driver for 20 years.
Right, a Chinese spy.
A Chinese spy. everything she said in the car. Everything she, you know, look, I have a driver for 25 years.
He's a Greek spy.
Both of them were black. Both of them were ex-cops and good people and Americans. Hmm. You confide in them. It just happens. If you're spending 20 hours a week in the car with them, you end up confiding with them. And is Dianne Feinstein, a senior senator in the Senate, confiding in this Chinese spy? Wow.
Yeah.
Then you go back to Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the Pakistani spies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She gave them the computers. They took the computers. They downloaded them. They did everything with them. I don't know what's going on. And I'm going to give you another situation. Situation where I can't say the name. A congressperson, mm-hmm. a friend of mine, good friend of mine, and has a Pakistani driver that charges half price because he wants to do a favor. And he's around for a few years now. And I said to I'm trying to avoid gender,
right.
Whether he or her or she.
Right.
I'm trying to avoid
right.
gender.
You said to this person.
I said to the congressperson, because the congressperson said, John needs a driver because mine's in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll pay him full price. No, he doesn't need the job. But for the congressperson, willing to work for half price. Mm. I said...
That's a little suspect.
I think you should make a phone call and have them checked out.
Absolutely.
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 Because this is what these people are doing. And, you know, look, I love America. You guys love America. We got to do what we have to do to make sure our country survives. Because what they're doing, whether they have spies, I'll tell you another thing. Drugs, opioids. Chinese, they're shipping it over. How do you win a war? You can win it by bombing. You can win it by invading. You can win it by turning the other country into zombies. They'll walk around like zombies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a fair point. John, we got to take a break. When we come back, I want to ask you a little bit about the president's proposal and the vice president's proposal for Space Force. You're a big, big student of what happens in outer space. We're going to ask you if this should be the sixth branch of the military. But first, Debbie Duhaime, we're seeing all of the newspapers today, reports of traffic, and more traffic. How's mm-hmm. it looking so far this morning?
Well, I'll tell you what's happening. Good morning, Frank, Al, John, everybody. That Lincoln Tunnel project, that is going to be starting tonight at 9 o'clock. So again, this is going to be on 495 westbound, that ramp over by 31st Street, that ramp getting out into North Bergen. Watch out for that closure. Again, that begins tonight, that long-term project. Let's see what's happening as you head to the inbound GWB right now, upper level. It's an accident on the ramp over to the West Side Highway and into Riverside Drive. It looks like some type of a debris spill. We're going to head to the Deegan southbound, getting down toward Fordham Road. That's construction to contend with. Harlem River Drive southbound into the 120s. A disabled vehicle is causing a delay. And over on the LIE westbound at Junction Boulevard, accident off on the shoulder. Let's go to the Whitestone Expressway southbound, right past the Whitestone Bridge. An accident over there as well. Checking in on the forecast, sunny today, high of 90. Tomorrow, heavy thunderstorms likely with a high of 79. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Summer is here. The sun is out, and so are you. When you go, take along a clever little app called Audible so you can listen to the stories you love while doing the things you love, outside. A walk, a run, the pool, or the beach, all better with Audible. For just $14.95 a month, you get a credit good for any audiobook from the world's largest selection. If you don't like it, exchange it anytime. So get outdoors with Audible. Start a 30-day trial and your first audiobook is free at audible.com.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Cats Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Cats Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Morano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, we'll hear part two of Greg's conversation with Reverend Dr. Calvin O. Butts III, president of State University of New York College at Old Westbury and pastor of Abyssinian Church in New York City, where they talk education, civil rights, social justice, and economic development in New York. It's Reaching Out, Saturday night at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
How can I enjoy my summer vacation with this ringing in my ears?
It's called tinnitus. If you've got it too, call the Hearing and Tinnitus Center on Long Island. Dr. Melanie Hertzfeld and her associates specialize in treating tinnitus. Other area specialists refer their tinnitus patients to the Hearing and Tinnitus Center. Find out why.
This is Dr. Melanie Hertzfeld. Our office has a variety of proven tinnitus therapies. If your ears are ringing, give us a call.
Call the Hearing and Tinnitus Center today, 516-364-0011. 516-364-0011.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores.
626, this is Piscopo in the Morning. Joe Piscopo is off today, but he's going to be back on Monday. Frank Morano here with Al Gattullo and John Catsimatidis. John, you, like Al and me, are a big fan of Star Trek, big fan of science fiction in general, often look up at the night sky and wonder, you know, what's out there. Yesterday, Vice President Pence proposed adding a sixth branch of the military. We're going to get into it a little bit next hour with Colonel Jack Jacobs, but this would be the Space Force. Now, John, I know you have studied space for a long time. You do a lot of interviews related to space exploration and discovery. What's your reaction to this proposal for a Space Force?
I think it's a good start. They're not calling it Starfleet.
Not yet.
No, not yet. And there's a vote now, I think, right, for the what the symbol is going to be or whatever you can
well,
vote
so
on.
Well, so Congress, just so folks know the process, is, Congress has to approve this. But the president is apparently very serious about this. He tweeted about it yesterday. I'm not sure what the likelihood of it passing in Congress is, but we don't know what the symbol is going to be. I'm not really even clear necessarily. I know other countries do things like this, Russia, for instance, and I think even, Great Britain and China, but I'm not clear necessarily what Space Force would be responsible for. Are you, John? Do you know what they'd be doing?
We're going to build a wall.
In space.
First of all, there's a lot of the next thing that we're worried about is, you know, our whole lives are running around the internet, around GPS. Mm. Where are you going to go anywhere without GPS?
Right.
The fear is some rogue country is going to put something up there and to shoot down some of our satellites. You know, they put you out of business.
Yeah. Oh,
you won't
yeah.
be able to make a phone call. You won't be able to use your cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
You won't be able to do anything. So I would say part of it is getting rid of the danger or being aware of that kind of problem. The second thing is you need a Space Force sanitation department.
Yeah,
there is so much garbage up there
mm-hmm.
that it's really, really serious, and it's getting more serious. So somehow they got to get a super duper pooper scooper and grab all that garbage and get rid of it somehow.
Right.
Defense Secretary Mattis said yesterday, quote, space is becoming a contested warfighting domain. We have to adapt to that reality. So this is not necessarily about preventing an alien invasion or something like that. This is about making sure that no hostile entity messes with our satellites that are in space. That's your understanding, John?
Yes. Yeah. And look, the other problem is meteors, asteroids.
Right.
Mm.
Right.
We had a ton of near misses. Is it because we were stupid before and didn't know they were out there? Or all of a sudden there are more? I think they're always there.
Right.
And I think they're trying to develop a way where one is in danger of hitting the Earth or being too big. Mm. The same thing with the movie. What was that movie?
Armageddon.
Asteroid?
Oh, yeah, well,
Armageddon.
There were
two. Oh, an asteroid. Yep.
All three.
All three.
You had Deep Impact.
Right.
You had Asteroid. You had Armageddon. All three.
And I remember taking my son to one of those movies, and when the star at the end had to stay on the asteroid to press the button.
Right,
yeah,
Bruce Willis.
Bruce,
right.
Yeah. My son cried so much.
Yeah.
And I think that's another serious problem.
Well,
yeah.
being able
to control that.
There are a lot of people who are making fun of this who think that this is ridiculous. But to be fair, the Air Force is tasked with monitoring satellites in Earth orbit. NASA really doesn't have that much of a job to do in terms of that. But their resources are stretched thin because they're obviously monitoring other stuff that's going on. So it makes sense. From a standpoint of, hey, we need dedicated people to be looking at these things on a full-time basis. Because you're right, John. If GPS goes down, people are going to have problems.
We're out of business.
Pulling that, right. Nobody's pulling a map out to go find out where your cell phones
are not going to be working.
Right, exactly.
Nothing is going to work.
That sounds great. No cell phones. No one can reach you.
Well, you can go back to your beeper.
Goodness. Exactly. Yeah. It sounds great. But if people want to comment, by the way, with John Catsimatidis, Al Gattulo, and me, Frank Morano, on the idea of the president's proposal for a space force, what would you like to see the space force do?
There was a guy named Jones that they were interviewing yesterday. That might be part of the Space Force.
Mm-hmm.
All I could think about when I was growing up, and you guys are young, Rocky Jones and the Space Rangers.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
You remember that show at all?
I remember Captain Video
right.
and the Video Rangers.
Buck Rogers.
Buck Rogers was great. I don't remember.
Captain Jones and the Space Rangers.
I don't remember. Yeah, give us a call. Tell us if you remember Captain Jones and the Space Rangers. I remember Captain Video. 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999. What do you think of the idea of a space force? But just come back to the story we began with, John. I want to talk to you about the kind of perfect storm of transportation mishaps that the region is experiencing. So they're saying that last summer was the summer of hell. This summer is the summer, or this fall is going to be the summer of the commuter apocalypse because of the combination of four separate phenomenon. You have the L train shutdown, 15-month shutdown of the L train, which involves service between Brooklyn and Manhattan. You have subpar subways. You have the helix at the Lincoln Tunnel beginning extensive road work today. You have the commuter rail headache, a Long Island Railroad and NJ Transit, in part because of the installation of positive train control. And then you have all these bike lanes everywhere, and you have the situation involving all these Ubers. And I know the city council is trying to get a handle on this because of the vote this week, but it's becoming a situation, John, where it's taking folks, especially if you live where I do in the South Shore of Staten Island, it's taking people 2 hours a day to get to work.
Well, it is a problem. I live on Long Island on the weekends, and coming through, it's solved now. But coming from Long Island on a Sunday night with the tunnel being some of the parts of the tunnel being closed, and on the other side on Grand Central, LaGuardia is being renovated, you can't get back to the city. I mean, it just heads towards a full stop.
Well, so
and the frustration is unbelievable.
What kind of effect is that going to have on productivity, New York City productivity? Are we just going to be in a place where if people can't work from home, then that's it? You got to shrug and deal with the 2 to 3 hour commute every day?
And the other problem is when you're driving, you know, and you're suffering, you know that none of these politicians care.
Yeah, it's very, right. They don't care.
Well, think about the L train shutdown, right? Mm-hmm. The tunnel was damaged during Superstorm Sandy. What I don't understand, and I know that they were trying to get services back up as quickly as possible. They should have shut the tunnel down then and made the repairs.
Right.
I mean, you can't use the tunnel already because of the water and everything else. You knew it needed to be fixed, so instead of making a temporary stopgap, they should have just fixed the problem.
Yeah, I'm looking at one of the local TV stations. It says in covering the story that we're talking about now. End this nightmare. That's the headline. I'm not sure what the solution is, folks. 877-970-2999. When we come back, Cynthia Nixon has proposed amending the Taylor law to allow cops to go on strike. Not surprisingly, both the governor and the mayor are saying that's not a good idea. I'll ask John Catsimatidis, who once ran for mayor, what his take is on that. But first, here's Al Catullo with the news.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
73 degrees at 6:35. I'm Al Catullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The dreaded Route 495 road rehabilitation project starting on the New Jersey side of the Lincoln Tunnel. The 31st Street ramp from Kennedy Boulevard to Route 495 westbound will be closed from 11 p.m. tonight until 5 a.m. tomorrow to set up new traffic patterns with vehicles being diverted onto Patterson Plank Road. 18 bus routes and thousands of drivers will be affected, but the big change is coming next Friday. Two Route 495 lanes, one in each direction, will be closed to traffic for the next 2.5 years while bridge decking, parapets, lighting, and drains are replaced. Drivers are being urged to consider using the Holland Tunnel or George Washington Bridge to get back and forth to New York City and to use mass transit. Police chief, already in trouble for making deals with his officers to get them to issue more tickets, is now facing charges for buying cocaine online. Palisades Parkway Police Chief Michael Coppola arrested yesterday for allegedly placing orders through the web and having the stuff delivered to a post office box. Investigators caught him in a sting, reportedly placing phony coke in his mailbox, then busting him after he made the pickup. He was under a 90-day suspension for giving perks to the cops on his force, who gave out the most traffic tickets, among other infractions. In sports, Yankees slugged 5 home runs in a 7-3 win over the Rangers in the Bronx. Neil Walker, homered from both sides of the plate as the Bombers won their 4th in a row. Jay Happ returned from hand, foot, and mouth disease, striking out 9 in 6 innings for his 12th win. Mets had the night off. They start a series with the Marlins tonight in Miami. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning to you, Al. Thank you so much. It looks like we are seeing some slowdowns as you head over to New Jersey Transit. 3 canceled trains this morning, so do expect some more overcrowding again this morning with New Jersey Transit on the trains. Let's take it over to the 6 train and the 5. We're getting reports of some delays as well. Taking a look right now at the inbound side of the GWB, it looks like that earlier problem, that ramp to the West Side Highway, that's just been reopened. That earlier accident cleared 15 minutes in. Lincoln Tunnel looks okay now, about 10 minutes in. Again, that long-term project beginning tonight over on 31st Street into 495 as they continue that setup tonight. And let's see what's happening at the inbound Holland Tunnel. That's still about 10 to 15 minutes heading into town. We're seeing delays on the Deacon southbound at Fordham Road with emergency construction. Harlem River Drive south in the 120s, a disabled vehicle cleared. And on the LIE West at Junction Boulevard, a collision. Partly cloudy today with a high of 90. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970. The answer.
Sponsored by Dell. Dell Small Business Technology Advisors know there's nothing small about your business. That's why they offer one-on-one partnerships and reliable business PCs with Intel Core processors to help you get business done. Call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only. Message and data rates may apply. Texting enrolls for recurring text messages.
You know it's coming. Every night, robbing you of precious sleep. Is snoring robbing you of a good night's sleep? Then you need Z-Quiet. Z-Quiet is the proven and trusted solution to kick snoring out of bed. Don't sacrifice quality sleep and keep others awake, tossing and turning because of that dreadful loud snoring noise. Visit GetZQuiet.com and get the relief you need now. Z-Quiet was created out of one couple's desperate search to solve their snoring problem and is unlike anything you've ever tried. Designed by experts and based on proven treatment technology, Z-Quiet is engineered to work right out of the box for immediate results. Enjoy quiet nights and happy mornings. Z-Quiet works for both men and women. Text SLEEP to 246810 or go to GetZQuiet.com. Try it risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95. Text SLEEP to 246810 or go to GetZQuiet.com today.
Eye on Real Estate, New York's longest-running show on real estate, answers everyone's questions, even if you live in California.
Are you calling from L.A.?
Yes, I am.
Dottie Herman, CEO and president of Douglas Elliman Real Estate, and her expert team will help you through the ins and outs of property ownership.
We have great listeners, a great audience, and a great team of professionals.
Call with your questions, 866-970-9622, every Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
When you or a family member is in an accident, the name that comes to mind is Bramnick. Lawyers John and Brent Bramnick at the Bramnick Law Firm can be reached 7 days a week. Phone consultations are free, and accident cases are handled on a contingency fee. No recovery, no fee. John Bramnick began his law practice in 1984, now has 17 lawyers and a staff of 30 ready to assist you. Not every accident results in a lawsuit, but if a lawsuit is necessary, the Bramnicks have the resources to pursue the case and to take it to trial. Not all cases require a trial, but Bramnick lawyers have the trial experience necessary to fight for your fair compensation. Wondering how you're going to pay your medical bills? How you're going to be compensated for lost earnings? They have all the answers. The Bramnick lawyers handle on-the-job accidents as well as a wide variety of cases involving negligence. If it's an accident, then you need to call Bramnick, 877-423-4878, 877-423-4878, or go to johnbramnick.com.
Michael Medved, coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Now this man who's playing the piano is going to take me by the hand. And he's going to lead me from one saloon to another tonight. And directly to the sheriff's office. Fly me to the moon. Let me swing up there with those stars. Let me see what the spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words...
642, this is going to be the Space Force anthem. Fly me to the moon. And the moon will now be protected by the soon-to-be sixth branch of government, sixth branch of the military, the Space Force. Some people are saying this is unnecessary. Former NASA astronaut Mark Kelly, for instance, says that President Trump's plan for a military branch with jurisdiction over outer space is redundant and wasteful. What do you think? 877-970-2999. This is the Piscopo in the Morning Show. John Catsimatidis, Al Cattullo, and Frank Moreno here with you until 10 o'clock. Let's say hello to Paula in New Jersey. Paula, what do you think of Space Force?
I think that the president is thinking ahead. I totally support it. I am concerned that the United States in the future would be like from an enemy would be shot at like as if you're shooting at ducks in a pond. He's going to take care of that. He's going to patrol it. And he's going to make sure that the United States is going to be, the people and the citizens are going to be secure, safe, and happy when they go to bed and when they walk the streets, when they take care of their children, when they take care of their everyday lives. He's going to take care of what we need to be successful.
Well, thank you very much, Paul. And if people want to comment, they're welcome to do so at 877-970-2999. John, you, as I mentioned, you ran for mayor back in 2013, narrowly lost the Republican primary to Joe Loda, who's now doing doing an interesting job as the head of the MTA. You did win Staten Island, though, my hometown. Smart enough to vote for you. But
well, I almost won all the outer boroughs. If you add up all the votes of the outer boroughs, I was almost even.
Yeah, no. It was a very tight race. Very good. Yeah, ironic since you live in Manhattan. I never quite understood that. But I do want to ask you about what the mayor said yesterday. A couple of days ago, Cynthia Nixon came out with her economic plan. She's a Democrat running for governor in a primary against Andrew Cuomo. She said we need to amend what's called the Taylor Law so that police, firefighters, sanitation, teachers, they would legally be able to go on strike. The governor said, not surprisingly, this would be a disaster. And even the mayor yesterday, who seems to be sort of an ally of Cynthia Nixon, Cynthia Nixon's wife used to work for the mayor, even the mayor said yesterday this wouldn't be a good idea. As someone that once ran for that office, John, what do you think?
I think these are the same people that say we should disband ICE. You know, for those people out there who don't know what ICE is, it's the Immigration and Customs Service. Let's not have any borders. Just let the people in, come and go as they please. And the same people that want to discard ICE want to have the police people go on strike. I mean, give me a break. You know, enough lawlessness in our cities, our states, and our country. Let's keep the peace.
What do you think? What do you think New York City would be like if the police went on strike even for 2 days?
I think that the governor will call out the National Guard.
Yeah,
and so you disturb them, and you have a National Guardsman with a rifle at every corner.
You remember the sanitation strike that took place in New York City in the 1960s under Mayor Lindsay. You remember how filthy New York City was?
A lot of garbage.
Imagine if they were going on strike during the snowstorm. You're talking chaos, absolute chaos. 877-970-2999 if you want to give your 2 cents on the Taylor Law and Cynthia Nixon's proposal. John, you've been all over covering this Uber issue. You have on your Sunday program with the Cats Roundtable, which is every Sunday, 8:30 to 10, and on your Wednesday night program, 5 to 6, you've had advocates of the yellow taxi cab industry on, but you've also had advocates of Uber and Lyft and these so-called ride-hail apps on your program. This week, the city council voted to cap the number of Uber-style vehicles for 1 year. They also are going to, you know, institute some other new regulations on the Uber drivers. As someone that takes Uber from time to time, John, what is your reaction to this?
I think Uber is a great service. I think the taxi cabs, the yellow cabs, have caused their own problems. Every time I end up calling a taxi cab, it's one of these funny cars. Either I can't fit in it, and I got to get in one leg at a time.
Oh, boy.
Or the other kind where you have to step up real high and almost jump into it.
You're like a truck.
It's horrible. We used to have decent cars. And I don't want – I'm not talking to have a big, big car. I'm not talking about having a Checker. But a normal-sized car. As a yellow taxi cab, I think their business will come back a long ways. Instead of these cars that you really can't even get in them. On the Ubers, you have a choice of ordering a small car, medium car. And then they have that other service where they charge you more, but you get the more intelligent drivers instead of the ones that can't talk.
Yeah, well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. So do you think that maybe the city council was just a little too hasty in putting this cap on Ubers? Or?
Well, they claim that the traffic is caused by Ubers. It may contribute to it, but these bicycle lanes, these parking of bicycles on every street, that doesn't help either.
Mm.
I think what's going on, Frank, it's we're creating our own banana peel. So then the politicians say, oh, look how bad traffic is. We need congestion pricing. And politicians in our city, our state, our country sometimes, they stay up nights and try to find out. You know, I'm joking a little, but it's almost true. They're trying to – what new ways can we get more taxes?
Yeah. Right. Well, I think, look, you're seeing a lot of the folks that oppose this cap say exactly that. No, the idea is not, if you want to do something about traffic, the idea is not to cap the number of Ubers. It's congestion pricing. So I think your point's well taken. 877-970-2999. I know your friend David Schwartz, who represents a lot of the taxi medallion owners. He was thrilled. I saw him at City Hall yesterday. He was tickled pink. Very, very pleased about this cap on an Uber. Before let's go to traffic. When we come back, John, I want to ask you about what's happening at ACS, Administration for Children's Services. Apparently, you can get a job there even if you just got out of prison for murder. So I'm going to ask you how that would change if you were mayor of New York City. Debbie, how are those Ubers clogging up traffic this morning?
Well, they certainly are clogging up traffic. Let's see what's happening. Good morning, Frank. We're going to take a ride over to the inbound GWB about 10 minutes in. Lincoln 15, Holland 15. Again, that long-term project by the Lincoln Tunnel on 495 beginning tonight, that ramp from 31st Street, Union City, getting into westbound 495. They'll be setting that up starting this evening at around 9. 3 eastbound slowing down through the construction zone, getting down toward Route 17. Now, if you're taking a spin to 78 eastbound, accident by exit 24 just coming in as well. Deegan is really tough with construction heading down toward Fordham Road. That's emergency road work there. Delays back into the 230s, and it's kind of busy for you on the LIE West at Junction Boulevard. Accident on the shoulder, southbound Whitestone Expressway at 14th Avenue. That's a collision right past the Whitestone Bridge to deal with. And it looks like 4 canceled trains with New Jersey Transit this morning with that positive train control. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
This weekend on Champions of Justice, how much do we need lawyers? What's their role in our lives? And how are they being trained today? These are the questions we pose to the Dean of the Santa Clara University School of Law, Lisa Kloppenberg. Tom Girardi and Howard Miller host a fascinating conversation and even address the high cost of lawyers. Tune in, Champions of Justice, Sunday mornings at 10 here on AM 970, The Answer.
On August 10th, get ready for a comedy that's off the leash.
Do you think I'm ridiculous throwing a party for my dog?
I would say that bouncy house is over the top.
Four lonely strangers will discover that man's best friend...
No offense, but is your dog pregnant or just super fat?
...are the best matchmakers.
Dogs open their hearts to love and to be loved.
This dog has made us a family.
Dog Days, now playing in theaters.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
Don't miss the new afternoon drive show, Cats at Night, with John Catsimatidis, Wednesdays at 5 p.m., exclusively on AM 970, The Answer. In the air of the cat. It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Sunshine mixing with clouds today, very warm and rather humid. There can be a shower or thunderstorm in spots late, the high 88. Mostly cloudy and muggy tonight with a shower and thunderstorm or two, low 71. Plenty of clouds and much cooler tomorrow, but humid with some showers and maybe a thunderstorm, high 76. Sunday, cloudy, humid, some showers, perhaps a thunderstorm, high 79. AM 970,
yeah.
The Answer.
You know, we all love Michael's of Brooklyn. We've all been out to dinner there. John, we had dinner there a couple of months ago. What a great restaurant.
Food was great.
And, you know, so much of the key to great Italian food, especially pasta, is the sauce. And they make the sauce right in the restaurant. And the restaurants at Avenue R and Nostrand Avenue, can't recommend it highly enough. And then they ship it out to grocery stores all over the country, including your grocery store, Gristiti's. You carry Michael's.
Absolutely.
Of Brooklyn, because you only carry the best, the finest products anywhere. So if you want a great meal and a great night out, whether it's Friday night or any other night you don't feel like cooking, go to Michael's of Brooklyn on Avenue R and Nostrand Avenue. But if you like to cook home or you can't get to Brooklyn, head on over to Gristiti's or D'Agostino's or any, whatever your favorite grocery store is, and get a jar of Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. It is the most delicious sauce on the planet. I know what you're thinking. Those of you that grew up eating your mom's sauce or your grandmother's sauce, You think, I could never, ever buy sauce in a grocery store. This is not sauce from a jar or a factory somewhere. This is fresh, homemade sauce. It is absolutely phenomenal. You got to try it. If your grocery store doesn't carry it, go to michaelsofbrooklyn.com and order some online.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
(877) 970-2999 This is the Piscopo in the Morning Show. John, really disturbing story this week that's been on the front pages of the tabloids just about every day. The Administration for Children's Services, the New York City agency that's in charge of looking after very vulnerable children in our city, apparently they hired someone who had just come out of prison for serving a 30-year sentence for murder. Now, this murderer is accused of assaulting a six-year-old child. John, if you were mayor, would you be having ACS hiring convicted murderers to look after our children?
There's no way you take any of these convicted sex offenders or child abusers and bring them anywhere near children. I mean, where has everybody's head gone?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like too much to ask. Say, maybe he should not be working with children if you just get out of prison.
You know, it's not hard to run a city. What you really need, it's not about being a Democrat or a Republican. What you need is common sense.
Mm, that's for sure.
You know? And sometimes that common sense by some of our leaders is not there.
Yeah, that's for sure. 877-970-2999. Let's say hello to E. Frank in Astoria. Hello there, E. Frank.
Yes, good morning, Frank. I would just like to say this. I'm very concerned about this, and they're not addressing this issue. The New York City Police Department Commissioner, James O'Neill, actually is saying that everything is running smoothly in the sense that the crime spurts throughout the city are insignificant. But I've noticed that there is a high increase in sexual crimes, sexual assaults. I was a former auxiliary police officer here in the 114 precinct. We've had a rash of situations in the last few weeks. Especially there is a mugger out there, and I've seen him before, but unfortunately, because of I'm a volunteer, I don't have the access to a uniform.
Yeah, we're about to run out of time, E. Frank. I need you to put a button on this.
Well, anyway,
so you think crime's underreported? Is that what you're saying?
And it's on the increase in the subway system. Sexual crimes are increase, and Commissioner O'Neill brushes is under the table all the time.
All right. Well, thank you, E. Frank. I may agree with you that some crimes are underreported, but I don't think Commissioner O'Neill is brushing anything under the table. I think he's doing a very effective job as police commissioner. And look, I think the crime statistics speak for themselves. John, you have a take on how Commissioner O'Neill is doing?
I think Commissioner O'Neill is a dedicated police officer. does he get forced by higher-ups to do certain things? Who knows?
I think part of the reason why, and the commissioner, I think, brought this to the attention of the fact why more sexual assaults and rapes are on the rise is because more people are now coming forward to report these things, whereas before they weren't reporting.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So.
That's a good point. That may very well be the case. 877-970-2999 if you disagree. Coming up next hour, we're going to talk with Colonel Jack Jacobs, a Medal of Honor recipient in Vietnam, a real hero, and we're going to get his take on the Space Force. We're going to talk about giving an update on Chris Collins, the upstate New York congressman who's been arrested for insider trading. We'll talk about the Paul Manafort trial. And one movie star may be running for Congress here in New York State this year. We're going to tell you who it is. And the NFL preseason has begun, so not surprisingly, we're now seeing once again these national anthem protests. What do you think of all these players taking a knee during the national anthem? We'll ask John Catsimatidis as well. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll talk movies with Jeffrey Lyons. They've made some changes to the Oscars ceremony, basically changing the Oscars as we know it. And then in the 9 o'clock hour, probably the most famous divorce attorney in America, Raul Felder, is going to be here. John Catsimatidis, Al Gattulo, and me, Frank Moreno, in for Joe Piscopo until 10 o'clock. But have no fear. Joe Piscopo, who's shooting a pilot today for a new TV show, will be back on Monday. First, though, here's Al Gattulo with the news.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
73 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news. First, here's what's going on. The former head of the Justice for Junior Foundation, a group raising money after a 15-year-old was murdered, has been arrested. Police say Kenny Young has been charged with disorderly conduct after he got into a fight with a group of demonstrators who were protesting the reopening of the bodega where Lisandro Jr. Guzman Feliz was killed back in June. Charges come as the city council is investigating fraudulent foundations across the city.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.